Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hi, I'm Professor Harry, and today I'm going to be talking to you about World War One. World War One started on the 28th of July 1914 and ended on the 11th of November 1918. Fighting took place throughout Europe, the Middle East, Africa, the Pacific and parts of Asia. One of the deadliest wars in history, it resulted in an estimated 9 million soldiers dead and 23 million wounded, plus another 5 million civilian deaths from various causes. It was a global conflict fought between two coalitions, the Allied powers and the Central powers. World War One began after the assassination of Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand by South Slav nationalist Gavrilo Princip on June 28, 1914. World War One journalists risked their lives to report on the war. The government tried to control the flow of information from the front line during the war, and journalists were banned from reporting. 12 million letters were delivered to the front line every week. An explosion on the battlefield in France was heard in England. Plastic surgery was invented in World War One. One of the earliest examples of plastic surgery came during World War One when a surgeon by the name of Harold Gillies helped shrapnel victims of terrible facial injuries. The youngest British soldier in World War One was just 12 years old. Over 250,000 underage soldiers were allowed to fight in World War One. The youngest was a boy named Sidney Lewis, who was just 12 years old, but lied about his age to join. World War One was the first major conflict to harness the power of planes. It was a war of production. National resources were mobilised as each combatant nation raced to supply its armed forces with enough men and equipment. It was a war of innovation. Advances in weaponry and military technology provoked tactical changes as each side tried to gain advantage over the other. Britain manufactured and used poison gas. The Germans first used poison gas on the Western Front in the Second Battle of Ypres in April 1915. Check out my other Professor Harry podcasts.